Our security measures may lead to insecurity for others. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ray Raymond, professor of government and history at the State University of New York, Ulster, examines how protectionism at home may lead to bigger troubles abroad.
Security is always in the eye of the beholder. If we are to understand our own security environment, we need to be able to see that same environment through the cultural and political lens of those with whom we are dealing. History is full of examples in which actions taken by one party to enhance its security only serve to fuel the insecurity of others, engendering a destabilizing spiral that simply contributes to everyone's insecurity. No doubt, there are times when such actions are justified, but more often than not, the resulting spiral is an unintended and unanticipated consequence that is enormously difficult to control or manage, much less reverse. Consider, for example, how we manage relations with Russia, China, and North Korea, all nuclear weapon states claiming that the US and its allies are threatening their space, which they view as important to their security. Whether in Eastern Europe, in the East and South China Seas, or on the Korean Peninsula, it is critical that principles such as the inviolability of borders, the right of states to choose their own security relationships, and freedom of the seas be upheld, and that challenges to those principles be effectively met. Yet, the desire for a muscular response to those challenges should be tempered with the realization that, for Russia, China, or North Korea, a different set of vital interests is at stake. In these environments, coercive solutions may not have a high probability of success. While we must deter adventurism as well as aggression and reassure our allies who, unlike us, live in their respective neighborhoods, we also should avoid actions that exacerbate a crisis, harden confrontation, or make the eventual diplomatic and political solution more elusive.
That was Ray Raymond of SUNY Ulster. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.